Canadian minister confirms far-left extremists sabotaging railway safety equipment. By Chris Tomlinson on February 19, 2020. Canadian Transport Minister Mark Garneau, a member of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government, has admitted far-left protesters aligned with a counter-pipeline group have been actively sabotaging railway infrastructure. Minister Garneau appeared on public broadcaster CBC on Monday to discuss the ongoing crisis which has crippled the Canadian rail system in large parts of the country and confirmed that aspects of the rail system were being tampered with. There have also been instances of tampering on the railways. One that concerns me is disabling the signaling that occurs at a road crossing. We accept peaceful protests and demonstrations in this country that are peaceful and lawful. But it is concerning if people aren't respecting the fact that they injure themselves and other people, he said. Garneau also put out a press release warning those who would look to sabotage the rail lines, saying, "Finally, I also want to remind Canadians that tampering with rail lines, rail cars or signaling systems is illegal and extremely dangerous. In addition to putting yourself at risk, you are endangering railway workers and train passengers, as well, the communities around them." The two statements largely confirm blog posts made by Antifa far-left extremists on the blog North Shore Counter Info, which have both called for and taken credit for several instances of railway sabotage in recent weeks, claiming to be in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en First Nation. The anti-pipeline blockades, which are said to be in support of the hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en, while the elected councils support the pipeline, have crippled Canada's rail network, with CN Rail cancelling all trains in the east of the country last week. Via Rail, which cancelled nearly all passenger trains last week, said on Tuesday that they would resume select trains from Ottawa and Quebec City by February 20. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, meanwhile, is under pressure to end the blockades but told the Canadian House of Commons that the solution will not be simple. Trudeau also organized a meeting with opposition party leaders to discuss the crisis on Tuesday but declined to invite Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer, who had previously laid the blame for the crisis on far-left activists. Scheer reacted to Trudeau's statement on the crisis, saying, "The Prime Minister's statement was a complete abdication of responsibility and leadership. The Prime Minister has emboldened and encouraged this kind of behavior," he added. The far-left climate activist protesters also saw a new ally emerge on Tuesday when climate kid Greta Thunberg tweeted out her support for the protests, saying, "Support the Wet'suwet'en Nation and the pipeline protests happening now in Canada." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.